Welcome to this demonstration of the Netatmo Urban Weather Station, Netatmo being NETATMO. And this weather station comprises two sensors, one for indoor, one for outdoor, that connects wirelessly to the internet and on your smartphone, tablet, PC or Mac. You can then gather the information that the sensors are feeding back to the Netatmo servers, so you can access the information basically from anywhere in the world where you've placed your sensors. When you purchase the Netatmo Urban Weather Station, it comes in a box, and I should say that it reminded me of the box that I got my iPad mini in, where you basically hold the lid of the box and it sort of slides out very gradually so you can anticipate opening the box. In the box, you get the indoor and outdoor sensors, and I'll describe them shortly. You get a USB cable and a USB wall charger, and that USB cable and USB wall charger is to connect the indoor sensor to power. In the box that I got from the Apple online store where I purchased the Netatmo Urban Weather Station, I got an extra two adapters which were universal power adapters, so I can plug into different wall sockets. You get two screw mounts to mount the outdoor unit to a wall if you wish. You also get a Velcro strap with a little tab that can lock onto the back of the outdoor module as well, if you want to just tie it or temporarily tie it to a chair underneath a table, etc. outside. You get the batteries for the outdoor unit, and you also get a getting started, I'd say pamphlet rather than manual, to get up and running with both the indoor outdoor sensors and connecting it to your Wi-Fi network and setting up your account, etc. As I said in the beginning, the whole Netatmo Urban Weather Station, if you like, is really around these two sensors to begin with. The indoor module is about 6 inches or 15.2 centimeters high. The outdoor module is approximately 5 inches or 12.7 centimeters high. Width-wise, considering that both the sensors are cylindrical, so if you want to do width and length, it's 45 millimeters or 1.7 inches. They're quite small and sleek. Both the indoor and the outdoor modules are made of aluminium with a plastic cap at the top and the bottom. Both units contain a vertical slot, so running down the side of the sensors, and that contains lights, which gives the user information about battery level, etc. And also too, the indoor sensor has a light on there for CO2 level indication. On the outdoor sensor, on the opposite side to where you've got the slot for the lights, there's another slot that allows you to attach it to the wall mount, or the screws that go into the wall when you mount it outside, or where you slide the tab on the Velcro strap to attach the module to, as I said before, a chair, a table, or somewhere else outdoor if you wish. The battery level indication and Wi-Fi connectivity, I should say here, can be checked remotely via the website, an app, etc. So you don't need to look at the lights on either module, you can check them remotely. The setup process was completely accessible. Literally, I just took the indoor module out of the box. I plugged the universal adapter into the USB charger, because the USB charger needs to click into one of those universal adapters for the PowerPoint. Then I connected the USB cable from that into the indoor sensor, plugged that into power. Then I unscrewed the bottom of the outdoor sensor and undid two screws, which are basically thumb screws, to then insert the AAA batteries that come with the unit, pop the bottom back on again, and literally once the batteries are inserted and connected, if you like, that unit is now ready to go. Visually, there's a green light on the unit as well, the same when power's on the indoor sensor. Then I downloaded and installed the Netatmo app, in this case on my iPhone from the iOS App Store. And of course, the Netatmo app is free since you've already bought the hardware. When I ran the Netatmo app, it asked me to create an account, which you require because all the data that comes from the sensors, as I've mentioned, goes back to the Netatmo service. I logged in. It then asked me to place my finger on top of the indoor sensor for about 10 seconds. And what happens is a blue light begins to flash, which means the indoor sensor is connecting to your Wi-Fi network. I then connected it to my Wi-Fi network. After I did that, it then downloaded and updated itself with the latest version of the firmware. And it also located the outdoor module without any problem. And literally, I then ended up in the what they call the main dashboard screen of the app, which gave me all the sensor reading data for both the indoor and the outdoor sensors. I put my indoor sensor in the lounge room, and I put my outdoor sensor under my pergola outside, out of direct sunlight, because in the afternoon, if the sun hits the sensor, it'll give a misreading because it's direct sunlight, and it's also out of the rain. One suggestion I'll give you is when you have both sensors running, particularly for the outdoor sensor, give it an hour or two to get down to the correct reading. Okay, the indoor and the outdoor sensors give you the following information: current temperature, minimum temperature, maximum temperature, and humidity. In addition, the indoor sensor gives you comfort temperature level, CO2 level inside your house, air pressure, and I thought this one was quite interesting, acoustic sound level. So for example, when there's nobody in my house, the acoustic level is sitting at around about 48, and when my boys are home, it's up around between 65 and 73 decibels. The outdoor sensor gives you the information also about air quality, which it gets from your local regional weather information. It also gives you feels like for the outdoor temperature as well. When you run the app, in this case on your iPhone, the information updates every 10 minutes. Now, I've read different versions of this. One information said 5 minutes. When I've looked at the app on my phone, it seems to update every 10 minutes. So let's just say, for argument's sake, it updates on a regular basis. And literally what it's doing is it's every 5 to 10 minutes, if you like, it's gathering information from the indoor-outdoor sensor, sending it off to the Netatmo server, and that's where you're getting the information from. Rather than waiting 5 to 10 minutes, if you want a now, as in instant reading, you can actually touch the top of the indoor sensor, and that'll do an instant gathering of data, and you'll get a notification if your phone is locked that the Netatmo app has a notification. And indeed, if you go and read the app screen, you'll see the time and date stamp of when the last update occurred for the app. And I will get on to demonstrating the app very shortly. I'm not going to talk for the whole demonstration. I just want to give you a few points to consider about the Netatmo Urban Weather Station, and then I'll give you a demonstration of the app itself. Keep in mind there's actually no indoor-outdoor buttons on either of these sensors, so literally you plug it into power and it's on, you put the batteries in the outdoor unit and it's on. When I tried, besides the dashboard information about the different sensor data coming in from both sensors, the graph screen and the event screen, at least in the iOS app at the moment, are currently not accessible if you're using VoiceOver. However, I don't need to use the graph or the event information anyway, so I didn't worry about that too much. I have contacted the developer, and they have assured me that they're going to try and make some changes to make the app more accessible in the long term. On the dashboard, so that's where I said the information is about all the different data centers, about temperature and humidity and so on, there's also a part of the screen that shows the current weather information, again pulling from your local regional weather station. That's currently not readable by VoiceOver. And again, I notify the developer of that issue as well. Before I get on to demonstrating the app, I should also say that you can actually use another three sensors with your indoor sensor to gather in more data if you wish. And just one final warning, I found the Netatmo website where your account is and all the information about your sensor data. It didn't work too badly with JAWS for Windows. It didn't work at all very well with VoiceOver on my Mac. I didn't try it with VoiceOver using Safari on iOS. So for people that have an iPhone or an iPad, you're probably going to get much more sense out of just using the Netatmo app. And of course, to search for that, because I haven't mentioned that yet, if you just stick in Netatmo, N-E-T-A-T-M-O, you should find it. You'll also notice there's an app for older versions of iOS, and it does warn you that the one that you want is the Netatmo Weather Station app, but it's very clear of which app version it's talking about on the App Store. Okay, so that's enough talking from me. Let's go and run the app, and I'll just show you some basic navigation around the app itself, keeping in mind that I've already logged in, so I'm currently using my app as a logged in user, not from the beginning. Okay, so I'm on the first home screen on my iPhone. Of course, I'm running VoiceOver on my iPhone 5, and I've currently got hints turned on with VoiceOver. So I want to get to my third home screen where the app's located currently. So I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 3. Page 3 of 3.
Okay, I'm going to touch the bottom of my screen.
Phone. 5 new items.
On my dock.
Double tap to open.
I'll do one finger flick back to the left.
Page 3 of 3. Netatmo. Double tap to open.
Okay, that's Netatmo. And of course it said double tap to open, so one finger double tap.
Netatmo. Menu. Button.
Okay, there's the menu button. We'll take you into the menu. Now if I flick to the right.
Change station. Home Niwira. Button.
I can change the station that I'm using. So currently this is home and my street name. And then I flick to the right again.
Events. Button.
That's the events button. Now that's the screen that I said wasn't particularly accessible. Now I should say at this point, I also had a graphic button in between the change station and the event button that now seems to have disappeared. So when you're playing with yours, you might get also a graphic button, but I found neither the graphic button or the event button currently of this recording actually work with VoiceOver. So let's flick to the right again.
Last update time, Wednesday the 30th of July at 11:52 a.m.
So the last update was the 30th of July at 11:52. If I check my time on my iPhone at the top of the status bar.
11:54 a.m. Status bar item.
It's current 11:54 now.
Double tap to open settings. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification.
Okay, so two-finger touch to set up VoiceOver. Let me touch it back on the main screen of the app.
Change station. Home Niwira. Button.
Okay, let's flick back to the right again.
Events. Button. Last update time. Wednesday the 30th of July at 11:52 a.m.
Okay, flick to the right again.
Rain. Button.
Now this is the rain button. And basically what you can also buy with the Netatmo Urban Weather Station is a rain gauge that you can put outside, and you can actually get sensor data from that as well. This is where you can also purchase it as well if you wish. I currently don't really get enough rain to justify me getting a rain gauge at the moment, so I haven't purchased one of those. So flip to the right.
Outdoor temperature, 18.9 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so because I'm in Australia, I've got all my settings on Celsius and so on. You can also change them in under change units under settings, and I'll show you where that is shortly. Okay, so that's the outdoor temperature, 18.9 degrees Celsius. Flip to the right.
Min outdoor temperature, 16.6 degrees Celsius.
Minimum temperature today has been 16.6 degrees Celsius, so it hasn't got that cold overnight.
Max outdoor temperature, 18.9 degrees Celsius.
Maximum temperature has been 18.9 degrees Celsius. That's the same as the current temperature. It was interesting. As I said about moving the sensor away from direct sunlight, I didn't do that initially. And when the sun hit the sensor yesterday afternoon, that maximum temperature got to 29.9 degrees Celsius, so a bit hot. So flip to the right again.
Outdoor humidity, 52%.
Outdoor humidity is 52%. Flick to the right again.
Outdoor feels like 19 degrees Celsius.
Okay, here's the feels like. So it currently feels like 19 degrees Celsius.
Outdoor air quality, 29 very good main pollutant, PM10 YOM 9 AM New South Wales.
Okay, so this is the outdoor quality of the air. And as I said, this pertains to the local weather station in my area, which is currently YOM on the central coast of New South Wales and Australia. Flick to the right again.
Indoor comfort. 40 good noisy, indoor.
Indoor comfort 40. Flick to the right again.
Indoor CO subscript 2 level, 394 ppm.
Okay, this is the indoor CO2 level, and that's at 394 at the moment. So that's the CO2 level. I'm not too concerned about that really, because I actually don't use any burning type stuff in my house at all, gas, wood stove, etc. Flick to the right again.
Indoor temperature. 23.0 degrees Celsius.
So my indoor temperature at the moment is 23.0 degrees Celsius. Flip to the right again.
Min indoor temperature, 21.9 degrees Celsius.
Minimum temperature has been 21.9 degrees Celsius.
Max indoor temperature, 23.0 degrees Celsius.
Maximum temperature is the same as the current temperature, 23.0. Flip to the right again.
Acoustic comfort, 56 dB, lively.
Acoustic comfort is 56 decibels, lively. So I normally find with this one, as I said, when it's about 50, it says quiet, and it has different ranges where it's got different words to match the noise level inside the house. Flip to the right again.
Indoor humidity, 53%.
Indoor humidity is 53%.
Air pressure in bar, 1,012.
Indoor pressure in bars is 1,012.
Selected, indoor, button, 1 of 2.
And then we get the two buttons down the bottom. Selected indoor, which is the current state I'm on, which is current indoor sensor.
New indoor module. Button. 2 of 2.
And this is the button for a new indoor module. So that's basically the screen you get anytime you go into the app to read your data information from either of those two sensors. And I should say that I'm actually currently sitting at work, not at home. So that gives you a really great idea of the fact that you can just check that remotely. You don't have to be inside your house to check the data information. Now, I did say that I'd show you where to change the units, etc. When you actually do your account and so on, it does set you up based on, I believe, your GPS position anyway. So I didn't really have to do anything to change it from Fahrenheit to Celsius. It did it automatically for me. I may be wrong in that assumption. So when you do yours, see what happens. Okay, so let me just go to the top left-hand side of the screen.
Menu, button.
Okay, it's menu, one finger double tap.
Close, button.
Now, keep in mind when you go into this menu screen, it's pulling the information off the Netatmo server itself. So if I flick to the right with one finger.
Main, my stations, heading, landmark.
So heading, my station.
Home Niwira, visited, link.
It's already been visited. So that's Home Niwira, that's actually my home and street. Flip to the right again.
Install a new station, link.
So I can install a new station.
Add slash remove a module, link.
Add slash remove a module. So that's when I said you can add up to 3 other outdoor sensors.
Help, heading.
Help, that's a heading.
Frequently asked questions, visited, link.
Frequently asked questions, and all those questions and answers are accessible.
Contact, link.
It's a contact link.
My account, heading.
Heading, my account.
Log out, link.
So you can log out.
Change my email address, link.
Change your email address.
Change my password, link.
Change your password.
Change my units, visited, link.
Change my units, and that's where I said you can change your units, etc.
My third party apps, heading.
And then there's a heading here for my third party apps, and because I've installed a Mac client to also access the data as well. That's listed here as well. And that's it for the rest of the screen, besides just the app names that I've installed on my Mac. If you want to have a look at my account, as in what are my devices doing, let me come back to the top of the screen again.
Shape settings.
Now flip to the right.
Close. Button main. My stations. Heading. Home Niwira. Visited. Link.
Okay, and of course I was just flicking to the right then. Let me do one finger double tap.
Home Niwira. My name. Landmark.
Okay, and it said name.
Close. Button.
I flick back to the left, I get the close button, so I flick to the right back again.
Main. Name. Home Niwira. Multi-line text field.
So that's the name, and it says multi-line text field. Of course, that's where you can name your weather station.
Location. Link.
Location.
Time zone.
Time zone.
Australia/NSW.
Okay, mine's Australia, New South Wales.
Outdoor module. Heading.
Outdoor module heading.
Name. Outdoor. Multi-line text field.
And this is where you can name the outdoor module. I've just labelled mine outdoor.
Radio signal.
Now, here's the radio signal information. So if I flick to the right.
Signal high PNG. Image.
Signal is high.
Battery status.
Battery status.
Battery full PNG. Image.
Now, that was actually all one word. It actually said battery full. So flip to the right again.
Serial number.
It's my serial number.
H03 firmware.
The firmware.
41.
41. Of course, I'm flicking to the right at the moment still.
Indoor module. Heading.
Indoor module. So the previous information was about the outdoor module. So I flick to the right.
Name. Indoor. Multi-line text field.
Okay, again, name.
Double tap to edit.
Multi-line text field to name the indoor module. I just said indoor.
Wi-Fi signal.
The Wi-Fi signal.
Wi-Fi high PNG. Image.
Wi-Fi high. Flip to the right again.
Configure Wi-Fi. Link.
Configure the Wi-Fi.
MAC address.
This is the MAC address.
70E. Firmware.
Firmware.
96.
96.
Station administrators.
Station heading. Administrators. I've got my administrator account, and you can also request other people to be able to use your weather station as well. So if I go back to the top of the screen.
Settings. Button.
Double tap.
Settings. My stations. Heading. Landmark.
Okay, I come back to that main previous screen.
Settings.
Top left hand side of the screen again. Flip to the right.
Close. Button.
One finger double tap on close.
Menu. Button.
So I'm now back at my main screen, so if I flick to the right.
Change station. Home Niwira. Button. Events. Button. Last update time. Wednesday the 30th of July at 12:02 PM.
Okay, so it's already updated itself at 12:02. If I flip to the right.
Rain. Button.
It's the rain button.
Outdoor temperature. 19.1 degrees Celsius.
Okay, outdoor temperature is now 19.1 degrees Celsius, so it's gone up.
Min outdoor temperature. 16.6 degrees Celsius.
Min temperature.
Max outdoor temperature. 19.1 degrees Celsius.
Okay, maximum, etc., etc. Just let me just press my home button to come out of the app.
Nitadmo. Double tap to open.
And that completes this demonstration of the Nitadmo Urban Weather Station. I should say, when I purchased it from the Apple online store in July 2014, it cost me $249. And as I said previously in the demo, the app was free because you've already purchased the hardware. I must say the amount of information that I get from the dashboard for indoor, outdoor, temperature, humidity, pressure, etc. is actually extremely nice and certainly does as much as I need it to do. I wish the current weather was accessible, but for me, I don't necessarily need to see or access the graph or event information. If you want to find more about the Nitadmo Urban Weather Station, you can certainly find it on the Apple online store, or you can also go to the Nitadmo website, and of course that's www.netatmo.com. So as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.